This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mary Kay Cabot just joined us from the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. If you want to go back and listen to that, it's so easy. Go to the Baskin and Phelps podcast. And of course, it's on the Odyssey app. Not going to blow the whole. I actually agree with Mary Kay. Like, I think Mary Kay is looking at it very much big picture. Unlike every phone call that we've had for the last 24 to 48 hours here on this station, the Browns are going to take it slow. And she said something I thought was really important about Jimmy Haslam and the way he perceives his own franchise. I think that when Jimmy first got here, he was making changes, sometimes maybe making changes just to make a change. And I really think he's, whether you want to believe it or not, I really do think he's learned from that. And they want to make sure that when they make decisions now, they don't want to be paying coaches to not coach.
It can be expensive.
Yes, it can.
Can also be the right thing to do.
To pay coaches not to coach?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like they set Ken Dorsey up to be the fall guy in this thing.
I don't think they set anybody up to be the fall guy.
Feels that way.
I don't think they set anybody up.
What do you think?
I think the offense is not very good. And I think you've had issues on the offensive line. I think you've had issues at running back, which I'm a little surprised at. And you had huge issues at quarterback. So if you're going to blame anybody, I think the quarterback gets the most blame. I think injuries get second most blame. And I think the offensive coordinator probably gets the third most blame. I would think that if anybody's job is in a precarious situation, it's Ken Dorsey. I think you're right about that. But the one thing I really think here, and you tell me.
Okay.
You know, I think Kevin Stefanski is a good coach.
I do, too. I know we aggravate people sometimes when they hear us.
Yeah, I know.
Say
they
don't, this. I think Kevin's a smart guy. I really do. And I've also seen what he's been able to do when the quarterback isn't Deshaun.
And I think Andrew Berry has made enough moves that are solid that I think he can survive. And, you know, I don't like his drafting very much. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's been very good. I don't think they've uncovered guys in later rounds. Mary Kay made a very valid point. You know, you didn't have a lot of picks here, key picks in the recent years because of the Deshaun Watson trade. That's true. I do think that if you bring back Andrew Berry, I think it's not a leap of faith, but it's like, all right, we're giving you one more. But I do think this, Andy. They can't stutter, sputter, stink to the finish line this year and win two games. You can't go 2-15.
No, doesn't this remind you a little bit of the Mangini season when Holmgren came in and said, I wanted to keep them around because they won the last four games of the year. Remember that?
No.
You don't remember that?
No, I do remember that, but I think there's more to it than this. And I say that because they have a four-year track record, two of which were pretty solid, and two of which weren't awful. This is the awful one. But I don't think, truly, I don't think you can go 2-15. I don't think you can go 3-14 and survive. Those seasons get people fired, especially when you're following up an 11-win season. I mean, I don't know that you fire everybody. But if you don't win another game, if you only win three games, heck, if you go 4-13, you might get everybody fired. So I do think they need to show improvement down the stretch here. And if not, then I think anything could happen. And I think anything would be justified in happening. Because that's just the way it works in the NFL.
I guess I can see it a lot of different ways, but I do need to see how they finish. Let me take a phone call here real quick. Bob is in Rocky River. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hi, Bob.
I don't understand how Mary Kay can possibly say that Barry was good in trades. He was the guy that's responsible for, well, we know, for the trade for Deshaun Watson.
We don't know that, Bob.
Well, he put his imprimatur on it. And when he was
the man, he's an employee.
He's the man of record. How's that sound? Is that fair?
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. He is the man of record in that deal. And by the way, as far as Jameis Winston being a quarterback or a bridge quarterback next year, I'm all for it. Unfortunately, he's not under contract.
No, he's not.
So if I were him and the way he's playing, if he continues to play halfway decently, people are going to want to see him. Why would he come back to this organization with Deshaun Watson sitting there? Makes no sense.
The question is where is Deshaun Watson sitting? Is he sitting on the bench? Is he sitting at home like he did in Houston for a year? That's got to be what comes to play. Jeff made an interesting thought that, you know, maybe you sign Jameis now. Maybe you try to, you know, so you can work towards the future now, and maybe you try to extend him now or try to pick up next year or the year after. What are your thoughts on that?
If he plays well down the stretch, he's going to get opportunities.
I agree, and he'd be a fool taking this one. So this is a disaster, salary cap-wise. It's a mess. So somebody's head needs to roll. And giving Barry or Stefanski, we don't really know, an imprimatur on this. As far as Barry's response was, this was a football decision. So somebody made a football decision, somebody that knows something about the shape of a football. And somebody's head has to roll. That's ridiculous.
Fair enough. Bob, thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. That's the way the NFL is. I mean, it's not for long. And none of this is personal. It's all business, baby. Just like they tell the players when they cut the players. It's all business.
Do you think that the team has to play better down the stretch?
Yes.
Or Kevin and Andrew are in big trouble?
Yeah, I think they're in huge trouble. If we see more of what we saw in the fourth quarter against New Orleans, you bet so. And guess what? If we get embarrassed on Thursday night, that's not going to help either.
I think that's correct as well.
Somebody brought this up to me yesterday. If they get embarrassed on Thursday night, do we see changes before the end of the season? Do they try to bring in some temporary fixes just to get us through the end of the year? All those things are kind of just sitting out there. And then all of a sudden you try to figure out what you're doing there, where you're going with that. We've got Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up a little bit later in this hour, probably about 10 minutes away. So I'm looking forward to that.
I think Kevin's a pretty solid coach, and I want to see more. You know, am I convinced that he's, you know, the next Andy Reid? Nope, I'm not. The next Mike Tomlin? Nope, I'm not. John Harbaugh? Nope, I'm not. But I think he's a pretty good coach. And I don't mind the idea of, okay, this one was a blip on the radar screen and you bring it back. But if it doesn't improve drastically down the stretch, you're going to have a problem and you're probably going to make moves. You know, if they just the rest of the way, you're going to have a new coach and you're going to have a new GM.
Jeff, how can they be better?
Just win some games, score some points. Andy, you threw for 395. Mary Kay pointed out crummy defenses. Okay, great. Ravens have a crummy defense, right? They're still the Baltimore Ravens, and you got the win. And they're still sitting there, and they're going to go to the playoffs. We all know that. And you got the win. Win some more games like that. You win some more games, okay, blip on the radar screen. Even if they both come back, though, next year, you can be sure they will be on the clock next season. And if it doesn't go well and it's a slow start, they'll make moves.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.